Shalom uvracha, and welcome to A Chesed A Day. These podcasts are just meant to give us a little inspiration to make the world a better place. The holy Kubrina Rebbe and the Shlach HaKadosh both taught that a day in which a Jew does not go out of his way to do a chesed does not count as a true day that he has lived in the eyes of the Lord. Why? Because the world is built on chesed. Olam chesed yibaneh, the pasuk says. God created the world out of a desire to give, out of love. And God continues to recreate the world every day, drawing forth from his midah of chesed. And so when we act with chesed, we bring God's kindness down into the world. As the Gemara in Shabbos says, when you are merciful to my children, I bring mercy down into the world. Or in the words of the holy Baal Shem Tov, God is our tzel, Hashem tzilcha. He mimics us. The way that we act, he copies that. So when we act with kindness and love, God acts with kindness and love towards the world. Once, Rav Shlomo Carlbach was walking down the streets of Copenhagen. He must have been there on a concert, a teaching, and he saw a woman, not a Jewish woman, and she was being harassed by a bunch of men. And then Shlomo witnessed her swimming out into the ocean, and he knew right away that this was bad. He was a very good swimmer, so he started running to save her life, to not let her take her own life. And Shlomo was a good swimmer, but she kept going further and further and further out until at a certain point, Shlomo screamed, "Please, holy sister, stop. You're going to kill me too." And she looked at him and she had mercy because she didn't want to kill an old man who was trying to save her. And she let her get taken back to the shore by Rav Shlomo, who indeed saved her life. Later, when the hospital came, when the emergency cars came to pick up Rav Shlomo, he was saying to himself, "Wow, to save a life, to save a life." As the Gemara says, to save one life is like saving the whole world. I love that story for two reasons. One, because Rav Shlomo was always looking to do a chesed, didn't matter for who, and because he had that consciousness, he was able to save a life. And two, because Rav Shlomo appealed to this woman's desire to do good. And no matter how sad and broken she was, she didn't want to hurt, and she still wanted to do a good deed of helping this old man. Deep inside, that's what everybody wants to do. We want to do good. So today, your practical idea for the day is simply to look for opportunities to do good, to look for opportunities to do a chesed. They're out there all the time. And perhaps the simplest is in our human interactions, in the schus of Aaron, who is the Yishpizin of today, to bring a little bit of more warmth, understanding, empathy, and presence, just listening to someone who we are interacting with. That will certainly make the world a kinder, sweeter, and better place. All right, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. The intention is to share a teaching, a story, and a practical idea every day to keep our day infused with the spirit of chesed and loving kindness. I hope you enjoy this. I hope you share it as an act of chesed. And I hope it will, like a domino effect, inspire more chesed and Torah ideas to spread like wildfire in this world which needs so much love. Have a beautiful day from Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael.